I am calling the meeting to order. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming. And let's start with a roll call.
Hello? Anita Adams. Anita Adams.
Ellen, let Ellen call the names. Oh, where did she go?
I don't know.
Perhaps muted.
Ellen, she's not muted. Ellen?
Oh, I see her. Yeah, Ellen? Now she's muted. Ellen, we're ready for the roll call.
She's not muted.
Trying to open my list.
Bear with us, folks.
Oh, I see.
I have my list open already. Do you want me to go down and just call the names on the LSB list?
Yes, please.
Okay. Adele Stan.
Are you going to record also who's here? Got it, Eileen?
Give me one second. I'm trying to find my list.
We also have to be able to record who's here and who's not.
Okay.
Let's see. Eleanor Carrier. Where did it go?
Record is on.
Okay. I have got the full list here. Okay. I can mark who's here.
Okay. Okay, Sarah.
Okay, Adele M. Stan. Adele M. Stan, you're here? Okay,
hello?
Anita, right?
Hello?
Adele? Yes, Ellen.
Hello?
Yes,
Ellen.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I've been on it. I've been saying hello. What is going on?
We haven't been able to hear you.
I started out and I said Anita. I said Anita, and she said Anita Adams, and then the next thing I knew, I'm saying Francis, and nobody's, and then Sarah's saying, I have the whole list, I'll do it. So,
okay,
do you
ahead.
Want me to continue?
No, you go ahead. I wasn't able to hear you. Go ahead. Thanks, Sarah.
Okay, Francis. Nick Arena?
Nick's not here tonight.
Okay. Did he let you know he's not going to be here or?
Exactly. He's on vacation. He asked me to do finance committee report.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Ellen, when you said Francis, did you mean Frank Stearns?
No.
No. There's a Francis? I haven't gotten them.
Yeah,
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, have the list. I'll send the list to you again.
Okay, Ellen.
I'm sorry. Just take it from the top, and we'll do it with no interruptions. Go ahead.
All right, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right, Anita.
Here.
She am. Okay. Francis. He's not there. Okay. Thomas Blanton.
Here.
Sarah.
Here.
Wayne. Wayne, Ellen is here. Marcia, 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 is she trying to say something?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Bill Curtis. Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much, Marcia.
Sure.
Bill Curtis? Bill? Violetta?
Here.
Vanessa?
I'm here.
Sue Goodwin? Sue Goodwin? Donna Grimes? Donna? Kamal?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
Arthur Hyland?
Here.
Kathleen Malloy?
Here, thank you.
Thank you. Arthur McLeod? Arthur McLeod?
He's not here.
Okay. Max Merrick?
Here.
Max?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Eileen?
I'm here.
Minerva? Adele?
I'm here.
Frank Stearns?
Here.
Tim Willard? And Dennis Williams?
Here.
Okay, so Francis? Francis?
Here.
I haven't heard anything from him. He's here?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. But I'm surprised you guys didn't say my other name, Yao.
Mm-hmm. Yao, okay. See, they gave me two different names. I'll talk to you about it. Yao.
Thanks, Dan.
Because you remember last time I did call you Yao, and then they gave me Francis. So thank you, though.
Mm-hmm,
Yao.
No problem.
Okay, thank you for being nice about it. Wayne Bruce? Okay, no answer. And Bill Curtis? All right. Sue Goodwin? All right. And Donna Grimes?
I apologize.
And Arthur McLeod.
Okay.
Okay, who is this?
I just hear a
voice.
You
just said they apologized.
That was me.
Susan Goodwin is here.
Who's me?
Yeah.
And Donna
That's
Grimes.
Sue? Okay.
And Donna Grimes is on the
Donna
call.
Donna Grimes is here?
Is on the call.
She's on the call. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So Donna's here. Bill Curtis, no one's heard from. I haven't heard from him. Arthur McLeod, I haven't heard from.
Hold
Wayne
on.
Bruce.
Ellen?
Pardon me? Yes.
Arthur McLeod told me that he was stepping down. Do we need that in writing? To make it official?
Yes, because I spoke with him and I thought he wasn't.
Yeah.
Unless he's doing it for another reason. I'll talk to you about it later. Okay, thank you.
Okay, but yeah, he won't be here tonight.
And Tim Willard. Okay. And Tim Willard, he has three absences consecutive, and he had several absences where every other month he was absent. So I probably need to send him a letter to ask him.
Yes,
you know,
please.
Because when you have the three consecutive absences,
yes,
that's actually
from the board.
Under the bylaws. For removal, we'd have to vote on it. So I will send him a letter.
Thank you,
everyone. Have a good...
Okay.
Okay, next item is approval of the agenda.
I'm sorry. I just had a question, please.
Yes.
My understanding is that Tim Willett was at the last meeting. I believe so.
We'll check that.
Okay, thank you.
I'll check. I don't have him as being here, and I kept calling just like this. I kept calling his name, and there was no response.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as sent out yesterday, I guess it was, or Monday, the last one? All right. Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Minutes. There were some proposed edits to the minutes or changes or updates, whatever is the correct term, Mr. Tatum. Corrections, thank you. I don't know how many of you got a chance to see those because they came a little while ago. Ellen, how do you want to handle that?
I'm willing to make the changes. She just wants the entire motion, everything that Julie had included, and I'll make the changes, you know, as always. Vanessa, when she asks, I do make the changes. I just ask that 5:05, the day of the meeting, it's really difficult to, you know, and I like to get the minutes out to the community, to the members, you know, so that's it. All right.
Okay. Vanessa to the stack, please.
Hold on a minute. Julie, did I see you, you have a reaction to making the motion, adding the motion? I thought I saw you shaking your head.
No, I was just looking in another direction.
Okay. Vanessa?
Okay, I'm sorry. So apology for not sending any proposed edits until today. It's the first time I had an opportunity to look at it. Ellen does send the minutes out pretty early. I think it was at least a week ago. So my apology for that. But I don't know, it just seemed appropriate if it minutes reference that a motion was passed, which would say that the motion is. And the only other change I had was not substantive. I just thought it would be helpful. Ron mentioned that Lydia did a good job. In the minutes, it does not identify that Lydia was the former IED for the Pacifica Foundation. So that was the only actual other thing that I noted.
All right.
I'll make the changes. Said I'll put the entire, and then too, I'd just like to kind of, after the meeting, to make clear what you wanted, Vanessa. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right, are there any objections to approving the minutes with those corrections, as you all just heard?
Okay, yes. Mr. Chair.
Hmm?
Two hands are up.
Yes, okay. Eileen and then Tom.
Yeah, I think we've said a number of times that, first of all, the minutes can be amended at any time, and I don't think we need to go over them in the meeting. If you sent them out, you know, an hour and a half before the meeting started, we can read them at our leisure, and if we have objections to the changes, we can register them some other time, but I don't think this procedure was correct.
So what are you suggesting? So what are you suggesting, Eileen? Do we approve them as sent out and then revisit corrected minutes next month?
Yeah, if we need to. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Tom, what is your comment?
That negates my motion to accept them as corrected. She's going to move her motion.
Okay.
I'm not married to what I said, so, you know, whatever.
So Vanessa can stack
here. Hold on, Kathleen.
Hey, Vanessa, could you mute for just a minute? I think you've got some background. Thank you. So yes, I don't know exactly what Eileen is proposing, so I'm not necessarily objecting to that. But what I do want to say is that the minutes are a critical record of what we do. I've sent suggestions in the past. For example, when there's a motion in the minutes and it's approved and seconded, it's very critical that something like that is in the minutes and accurate. So I don't know if I necessarily understand Eileen to be saying we can look at them at whatever. I mean, I think that whenever changes are made and what the final version of the minutes are, particularly when it comes to motions and action items and decisions of the board, that this needs to be reviewed collectively and approved. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Tatum. All right, hold on. Mr. Tatum, two choices. Do we approve them as written and revisit corrections, or do we approve them as the corrections that we heard? What is our, which is more proper? I just want to get this done with right now.
Right. I think that, if we're not straight on what the corrections are right now, then you got, as you said, two choices. You can postpone the reading and approval of the minutes until next meeting. And the other choice is to approve them now and then correct them at the next meeting. So those are two choices. But one important thing I want to say, Mr. Chair, and that is the wording that you guys keep using about the minutes. The minutes are either corrected or they're perfect. That's okay. The only two choices that you have.
Okay.
So if somebody said something at a meeting and they didn't say it, you need to correct it. Or if someone, said something and they didn't put it in the minutes and you got to put it in the minutes, that is a correction. So this thing about edits and changes and those other words, the minutes are, just keep this in mind, the minutes are either perfect or they need correction.
Okay. Thank you. Kathleen, do you have a new point? Your hand is still up.
I am sorry, but I would like someone, either the chair or the parliamentarian, to agree with my comment. So no one said anything about what I think is a really important point, and that is the accuracy, the correctness of the minutes is extremely important. This is a record of our choices, behaviors, and decisions. So someone needs to say, yes, I'm correct, or no, I'm not. So I wish either the chair or the parliamentarian would say yes about this point, which I think is quite important. And then consequently, I mean, I think the what came from Vanessa was too late, but that it is important that our minutes are accurate. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'd like
No, we're gonna move on. Kathleen, yes, you are correct. We're going to hold off on the minutes until next month. Time for the management report. Is Jerry back?
He is, Dennis, but I was gonna go first.
Go first? Okay.
If you don't mind. I'm sorry. And we, Jerry was cool with it, so I'm not like taking his power or anything.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you.
I'm here and Katia is correct, so please proceed, Katia. Thank you. Thanks all.
Thank you, Jerry. So first of all, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. It's nice to see faces here. I want to start off by saying thank you to Sarah, Minerva, Art, Bill, Nick, Dennis, and Julie for participating in our LSB pitch training. It was fantastic, I think. I think we had a good time. Y'all missed the party. I'm just saying. We really had fun. And, I see Adele, she was like, I know I missed the party, but we're going to have other parties. So we hope that you all will choose to join us in really becoming a pitch partner, because they can attest to the fact that it's not difficult and it really is a lot of fun. And you have the satisfaction of knowing that you help a programmer that works really hard on their program to raise money. So we had a wonderful time. Those of you who have already sent me your preferred schedules, I've been in touch with programmers, and I'll be getting back to you. I think Julie, Nick, who's not here, and Minerva, I still need show preferences from you or time preferences. So, but we'll work it out. So I just wanted to really thank you because I think this is the first time that we've been able to do something like this with the LSB. So it's no small thing, and we really appreciate the cooperation. Mr. Tatum, you have your hand up, but I'm assuming that's old, right? Not for me right now, right? I can keep going. Yeah,
the hand is old, and I'm not old. Okay.
No. I wasn't saying that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I meant the hand. Yes, you're not old at all. I'm going to stop now because it's a slippery slope here. I'm going to, but the next thing I want to say is, we're very excited that Combit Lakai, that has been on Saturday nights for 30 years from 9 until 10 p.m., has moved to a public affairs slot because it really is better suited for public affairs. Eugenia is excited about it, and we've been posting about it. People are excited. So she'll come on tonight at 7 p.m. We lost We Nation with Devin Walker and Lolita Walker because they are starting it, what sounds to be what it'll be is like a children's media empire kind of thing. So we're happy for them and hope that they succeed, and they are wonderful. And actually, they stayed with us a month longer. They stayed with us all through January and sent me evergreens to give time to figure out the slot. So Combit Lakai will be following Led by Love and before Loveology with Donald Temple going forward, and she starts tonight. Again, just a reminder, our drive is starting this Sunday. Our theme is WPFW Love in Action. $300,000 is the goal. And even if you were not able to make that pitch training, I'm going to see about making at least that meeting link available so you can watch it at your leisure if you're interested. And if I cannot do that, technically, I mean, if there are other folks that want to do a pitch training or some folks that did the first one want to do a second one, I'm happy to do another one next week. So, you know, you all just let me know. I'll send an email through Ellen as I've been doing. She'll disseminate it and we'll go from there. Just another reminder because it came up today that we will be, and it came up today, it's a little strange. We will be airing, Black Is, which is the Pacifica-wide first ever Black History Month special where all the African American programmers come together from throughout the network for 12 hours of programming. We need to, Verna, Esther, Netfa, David Whetstone, I believe are the four, there might be a fifth, that submitted programming, and all of that was accepted. So we'll have a huge chunk of that where we'll be represented well. And that's on the 21st. For those of you who are on the LSB, just so you know, Janine Etter, who is the producer, who's out of KPFA, she wrote to the new ED. And the new ED came back with a strange message of saying, well, I won't say it's national programming, but stations will just decide to do what they want. So we are going forward because we think it's historic. We think it's important. BAI is doing the same. T is doing the same. Ironically, A is not going to go forward without the permission, and she's at A, without the permission of the ED. So we hope that changes so that they can participate. But we will be doing that. I did get the email, and I'm just following up on a few things about the Programmer's Bill of Rights. If you saw my response back, I said that we wanted to make sure that the Bill of Rights and the Programmer's Handbook are not in conflict with each other so that, you know, it'll be one, you know, like that they won't be, there won't be a dissension. Let me read what I wrote here. There'll be no contradictions between the two. So, in February, we'll be sending out the self-evaluation and the Programmer's Handbook, because people had to, at one point, sign off on that handbook before they became programmers. So we're going to just make sure they have that. And then I will go through and we'll make sure. And we can do this, if the programming committee wants to get involved in this, we can do this together, where we go through both the Programmer's Handbook and the Bill of Rights to make sure that there are no contradictions. But we'll be doing that in March, so that by April, mid-April, we can get that out to the programmers and the staff as well. We have Nielsen ratings, and we've had them. And actually, there's a programmer, Catherine Boxhill, who's part of the Inside Out Collective, that is a radio consultant. And we were talking, just happened to be talking about Inside Out. We were having meetings over the weekend about Inside Out, and she mentioned that. So I asked her if she would help me to decipher this information so that we can get it out to the programmers. And of course, we would also share it with the board. You all can see it as well. And so we are going to sit probably sometime next week, and she is going to help me go through it and train me so that I know how to decipher and distill this information in a way that makes sense to the programmers and to really everyone involved in PFW, because it's a good tool that we should be using. The last thing I'll say is I always feel like I'm on a treadmill, so I don't overrun my time. I have a meeting with Gina Belafonte tomorrow to discuss the possibility of the Pacifica network, all five stations, broadcasting live the HB 95, which is the 95th birthday celebration of Harry Belafonte, from Town Hall in New York. It's something that, of course, if we do it as a network, we could fundraise around. We could cut out and fundraise around. He also is very deserving. I mean, he's been a friend to Pacifica for a very long time. And so we're hoping that we can just work out the copyright issues with some of the material and some of the artists. But if we get through that tomorrow, then I'll be talking to John Almella about actually the technical aspect of that. It's being presented at Town Hall on March 1st. So that's all for me. Should I take questions now, Dennis, or wait till Jerry's report?
Do you have to leave?
No, I'm fine. I can wait.
Okay. Well, let's hear Jerry's report too then.
Okay.
Yes. Please stay on, Katia. Everybody take note of how we kind of almost breeze through massive change and a lot of content. It's a lot of accomplishment that Katia just briefed us on, and we went through it very quickly. It's a lot going on. This is February. This is Black History Month. We're developing content for the network. Katia said network in her report at least four times. WPFW is leading the network. We are supporting the network. We are providing content to the network. We're lending our chief engineer out to the network so that he can help KPFK, KPFT. So there is a tremendous amount of stuff going on right now. And I want to say thank you to all the, I'll be politically correct, all our old voices and faces and members. We've got a lot of brand new people on the board. I want to say welcome to you and thank you. This is a whole refresh of all of WPFW. So this is really an historic LSB meeting. I'm the crazy general manager that thinks that this meeting should be on the air right now, because we need your voices. People need to know who the LSB is and what's going on with WPFW. Katia's report should have been on the air. This is a lot of stuff that is happening here, and it's a lot of progress for the station. I have to be responsible with my report and say the station is pretty much rock solid, stable. Technically, rock solid, stable financially. We're not awash in cash, but we don't have any outstanding liabilities. We made payments to Central Services. We've taken care of our payroll. We've taken care of our health insurance. So we're okay. We're looking at strategies right now and this discussion going on with what we are going to do moving forward through this pandemic. Of course, the station has been quarantined. We have a good health report at the station. And people are coming and asking us, what are we going to do as the pandemic subsides? And we don't want to rush into any immediate changes, because if we do, we may spark locally the pandemic all over again. At some point, though, we have to look at revitalizing our physical plant. In other words, where we are right now, 1990 K Street, our contract will be coming up. Our lease agreement will be coming up soon. Not soon, but 2023. It will be coming up, and we have to look at new facilities. And now brick and mortar is kind of going away. we don't have the same space requirements that we had pre-pandemic, and we probably will not have the same space requirements post-pandemic. So we're looking at strategies of relocation. So a lot is going on. We will be involving the appropriate committees. I came on board with a relocation committee that was part of the LSB. At some point, I guess that will be reforming again as we move towards another contract, another lease agreement, and a new location. So that's my report for now. Katia gave more of the immediate things that are going on, which is our Black History Month programming, and of course, our Black History Month network programming, forgive me. And our current pledge drive, or our pledge drive that is upcoming, which begins Super Bowl Sunday, goal of $300,000. And ending March the 5th. Katia, are you still on?
I am right here, Jerry.
Okay, good. I'm sorry I moved through a lot of stuff in a short period of time, but you did the same, so I'm about finished and ready to take questions if anybody has anything they'd like to ask.
Can I just, Dennis, before we go to questions, I'm sorry, I left out a few things, if I may. One is that, I'm sorry, to the people that attended the training, I will be sending that material out that I promised you. You'll get it before the weekend, so you'll have time to study it, and you will also be connected with the people that you want to pitch with before the weekend. And then the second thing I have to say, and I have to say it because it really involved this body when it happened, and I just want to make you aware, just in case, and that is that Nightwolf called my daughter. And you have to know that's extremely disturbing. You know, fortunately, she was here. She happened to be here in Maryland visiting, and she saw the phone, and it was him. And she said, Mama, why is he calling me? I'm like, I have no idea. But he also wrote me a note saying that I broke my ankle, and I had an operation, and I had 3 months of recuperation because that was me being punished by God. So I just want you all to know that in case you hear from him or whatever, that it's not acceptable, it's not okay, and to this day, it rattles me to my core. And the fact that he picked up the phone and called Johanna, really, as if any of you that are parents out there, you can understand how shaken I was. So if you're in contact, please let him know that he really should not do that. So that's it.
And I need to speak to this, Katia. I need to speak to this also. Without mentioning past names, we have zero tolerance at WPFW for any form of bullying. And bullying is simplifying what is going on, actually. We had previous staff at WPFW, no names to be mentioned, but I had to terminate employees at the station because they were bullying. At one point, we had somebody that actually made a physical threat against an employee. Zero tolerance. In this climate, or actually previous of any pandemic, we were already in a climate of workplace hostility where people were getting hurt and people were getting killed. So, zero tolerance. Now, Nightwolf is no longer a part of the station. He is no longer a programmer. He is no longer on the board, but there is still some interaction. I've ceased any interaction with Nightwolf for some time now. Our chief engineer still has communication with Nightwolf. There are things going on outside of PFW with his own aspirations, the things that Nightwolf is doing with Kathy Hughes. He's doing other things out here, but now there's this phone call to Katia's daughter, and it is greatly disturbing. I'm open to any advice that you may have. This is not the appropriate forum for it, but action has to be taken. I hate having to go down any legal path as manager of the station, but I have to protect my staff. And so far as I'm concerned, the family of my staff is my staff also. So there's a threat. That's all I have to say. There was a threat.
All right. Thank you both. And I agree that is extremely disturbing and unacceptable. And Jerry, we should discuss any possible role for the LSB in that. Eileen, you've been patient.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Jerry, you said Katia's report should be aired. I'm recording this meeting, so if you want the sound, I can make that available to you. If you wanted to cut it, and I'm just saying.
I'll be on the show. Sabu invited me to be on the LSB show at the end of the month. So okay. I'm happy to give the report if that's what the board would like. I mean, I'm happy to give the same report if the board would like that.
Okay. On the air. Perfect. Problem solved.
Okay. My other question was, Katia, you know, you did give us a lot of information, and it's hard to grab it all or absorb it all right then. I wonder if it would be possible for you to, like, just send us bullet points. You don't have to even write anything about it, and we can fill it in as you're talking. But that would just make it easier.
Sure. I actually have it. I'm reading from the notes I made on my phone. So okay. If it's okay, it's not formal, but I'm happy to forward it to Ellen, and she can disseminate it to y'all.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Katia.
You're welcome.
We can have correct minutes. Kathleen.
Thank you, Katia. Thank you so much. But sure.
My minutes
aren't all completely not.
No, they're not. Kathleen, that was
yes, thank you. Yes, I am saddened, to say the least, to hear about this Night Wolf situation. I agree with Dennis, your comment that this is something that doesn't need to be hashed out on the LSB at all. And I would just note again my regret that when Knife Wolf was on the LSB, we as a group, the old group, failed to take him to task. Thank you.
Marcia.
Thank you. I just wanted to second Kathleen's comment. I'm incredibly saddened by what I heard too about Nightworth, and I would just like to encourage management, and if not the LSB, to take some direct action and make sure that you and your daughter are safe. And to the extent that we can do anything as a body, I think we should work together and make sure that you feel safe and that your daughter is safe as well. So thank you.
Any other questions or comments on the management report? Okay, you guys are doing great work. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Actually, can I make a comment?
Who's that?
Sue.
Yes, Sue.
I just want to appreciate the work of Jerry and Katia through this time. Listening to you, you guys are working you're working really, really hard. We can hear that. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if I could just say thank you to both Marcia and Kathleen, because not that the men don't understand, but as a woman, it really is
terrifying.
It's nothing to play with. You know what I mean? And so I appreciate you all recognizing that.
Mm-hmm. And to all the men.
Comment in the chat.
Okay, I just want to say we have to empathize. There's no way for us to really understand, but we have to somehow empathize, okay?
Yes.
Jerry, that's why I put something in the chat. I didn't think that it needed to voice it, but you're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I see you, Thomas.
I'm on the phone, so I can't chat.
Okay.
Thank you for the compliments also. We are working our tails off. Allow me just a real brief moment of bragging rights. I moved something like 11 Blade servers this morning, today.
that we're trying to press into service, each one weighing about 75 pounds.
Wow.
We reached a point now where our national IT person, Otis in Texas, trusts us enough that he's going to allow us to back up the system that is the Pacifica network server system, which had failed, which had caused our chief engineer to travel to Houston and to LA to get those systems back up. We physically have the equipment here at WPFW now so that we can mirror the Pacifica system and back it up should it fail. That is insurance for WPFW also, because when his system goes down, our archives go down, our system goes down, and we can't afford to have that happen. We now have the hardware.
Great. Thank you. Julie, do you have the Finance Committee report?
Are we allowed to go, or do you need us to stay?
I believe you can be dismissed. I'm just wondering about community comment. But that's okay. We'll get the comments and if there are questions.
Oh, I didn't realize there were. Technically, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong. The parliamentarian can tell you, but generally, in community comment, the audience, the members or the people attending can't ask us questions. They can ask questions of the LSB.
Okay.
But
fine.
But maybe I'm wrong there. What does the parliamentarian say?
No comment.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you can go, and if there are direct questions that that we feel need to be forwarded, we can forward them to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good night, and have a good meeting.
Good night.
Julie.
So the Finance Committee report. So Nick is on vacation, so I'm pitching in here. So the station has a bank balance of $89,000 right now, which I have to say, I can remember many the pledge drive that we went into the pledge drive with, you know, nickels in the bank account. So this feels a little good that we're not, you know, we're not quite so hand to mouth. But so we're hoping that we do really well on the next pledge drive, and suggesting that LSB members talk up amongst your, you know, circles of contacts of friends and family in the area to donate to the station, you know, so there's a role for you to play even if you aren't, you know, kind of, ready to help with the on-air pitching. You can help, help with the pledge drive nonetheless. Jerry and some other staff are working with some, major donors who are working on donations that might come into the station that would be pretty significant donations, but they'd be a couple months down the road more than likely. The station is in fact meeting its 2022 budget. In other words, you know, our actuals are, you know, pretty close to what we planned to do so far. We don't have details that we can share with you right now. And the Pacifica National Board did approve the station's 2022 budget. So that's the Finance Committee report.
Thank you, Julie. Any questions, Kathleen?
Yes, thank you. First of all, I just want to thank the work of Nick in particular, who's been leading the Finance Committee, and also the members. And just to say, particularly to the newer members of the LSB, it is kind of amazing and spectacular, the money that largely the programmers, and now hopefully with the help of LSB members in terms of doing the pitch, that we raise these funds every quarter and every so often. It's just kind of almost miraculous in a way, and I think it shows how great our programming is and how connected to the community that we are and what a difference it makes for the programmers, and also to get support from the LSB members to raise this amount of money every so often. So thank you, Julie. That's a great report, and it's just a testimony to the volunteers and staff at the WPFW. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Somebody is making background noise. Please mute if you're not speaking. Any other questions for the Finance Committee or comments about the Finance Committee report? Nope. Eileen?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple, three people have come in since Ellen took roll call, so they might want to tell Ellen and us that they're here.
Thank you. And they are?
Well, one of them is Bill Curtis.
Wayne Bruce.
Bruce. And yeah, I think. Bill.
And this is Bill Minerva Curtis. Sanders.
Okay, we've got Wayne Bruce, Bill Curtis, Minerva Sanders.
And let me see, is she on the board? Maybe. Oh, no. That's it.
Thanks, Eileen.
I think.
Okay.
All right, I have it. Thank you.
Kamau.
Thank you, Chairman. I was, I don't know if this is the proper setting, but I was not able to select a committee. Okay. I don't know if I could be on that finance committee. Is that, this the proper place to try and sign up for that job, for that task?
Well, since they just gave the report, I will take that down. Thank you. I was going to, do a review of that later, but now you will be off of my delinquent list. Thanks.
I have another choice, so I'll talk to you later, I guess, in the meeting.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Great. Thank you.
You can be on more than one.
Yeah, you can. Program committee, LSB show, Jazz and Justice. Donna?
Hi. Yes, okay. I'm going to report first, and then Sabu is going to report on the LSB show. So we haven't met yet. We're meeting next week. We're going to welcome a couple of new members, two or three new members. We're excited about that. Decided to postpone the meeting because we have to have elections, and we also have to figure out what's a good time for us to meet, because we would like the program director to come if she can. And we know that Wednesdays are difficult for her because of her, her early schedule. And so, that's that. Now, one other thing I'd like to report is that we had several tasks we were working on last year, and I have to say we're happy that we really crossed off everything. We got everything done. And one of the things, the points that Katia mentioned about the Programmer's Bill of Rights, we were also looking for inconsistencies. I mean, looking for hoping that we didn't have any inconsistencies with the operations handbook. So I think some program committee members may want to join that effort, and I appreciate Katia's offer. I don't think the whole committee needs to be involved, but they can make that decision. And that's basically it. So we'll have more to report the next time for the committee, but turn it over to Sabu to brief you all on the LSB show.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we had the LSB show for January, and it went off very well. We had the host was Jerry, and he explained to us a lot of stuff going on with the station. We had two new board members that came on, Bill Curtis and Ms. Adams.
And Dennis.
And we had Ms. Cooper also. So it turned out to be a very good show. Dennis was the chair. He introduced the chair. Sorry, bro. So anyway. We did that. It turned out nice. We didn't have any hitches, thank goodness. This February, the 28th, the program director, Ms. Ditt, will be, we'll interview her. So some of that information that she was talking about putting out to the public, I heard y'all say earlier, we can probably get some of that in. And we're also going to do two new board members, I believe, what's his name? Highland. He wanted to come on, and I'll find one other person that's a new board member to come on and just explain why they want to, why they're on the board and different things. So beware, I'll be looking for you. We're going to do that. And Ms. Cooper, of course, Ms. Stitt, and Bill Curtis has also joined the LSB. He has joined the LSB committee, so we're up to a max of three. And what I'm going to try to do is get him to discuss the meeting that we're having now. You guys, I keep saying we, I'm no longer part of that, but the meeting y'all having now, he will give a brief update, you know, on what each committee talked about and stuff, so that the public can get an idea of what went on generally at the board meeting, give or take. So that will be his assigned duty. And if anybody has any information that they want to put out through the LSB show, just get in contact with me or Thomas Plan. And that's February the 28th from 11 to 12 a.m. Yep. Any questions? Thank you very much.
No questions? Okay. Thomas, did you and Marcia and I think you said Tim signed on. I don't know if he's here. Want to present the resolution?
I think Marcia has a copy. She submitted to Ellen already.
Okay.
I thought it was circulated.
Yes. Did everyone get a chance to see the copy of the resolution that was sent out? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Somebody want to
do you so
want
move to so we can discuss it?
Yeah, make a motion and we'll discuss it.
Marsha, I move that we approve the resolution that you're about to introduce.
I'll second it, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Thomas or Marcia, would you like to speak first in support of it?
Yes, I would. Thank you. This is background information. 70 years ago, Paul Robeson and William Patterson submitted a petition from the Civil Rights Congress to the United Nations titled "We Charge Genocide, the Crime of Government Against the Negro People." The petition was signed by almost 100 U.S. intellectuals and activists. However, the United States government through the Department of State blocked the petition from being heard in the United Nations. And so we have offered a petition in four parts, which would move forward the campaign that Paul Robeson and William Patterson started in 1951. And the resolutions, we have four sections to this resolution. Number one, whereas on the 70th anniversary of the petition entitled "We Charge Genocide, the Crime of Government Against the Negro People" to the United Nations, WPFW affirms the need to present the case of genocide of Africans in America to the United Nations. Number two, WPFW will devote educational and cultural resources through its programming to assist the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia communities in understanding the structural components of white supremacy that has led to genocide. Number three, further resolve that WPFW 89.3 FM will affirm our theme in the coming age as a jazz injustice, taking our case of genocide to the United Nations. And number four, resolve finally that WPFW will continue the work of Paul Robeson and William Patterson on several levels in terms of its programming, on the street action, special activities and events, sponsorship and endorsement, and music, especially jazz. And I wanted to note that I have discussed this proposal with both Katia and Verna Avery Brown as means of framing a lot of the work that we're already doing at WPFW in terms of the work around exposing police crimes such as the Kwame Nkrumah murder, in terms of the desecration of African burial grounds, in terms of, you know, poor educational outcomes for Black children. So this would be a framing of much of what we're already doing, but I think it would also have an action component to it, and that is to move forward this issue of taking this particular complaint to the United Nations so that it can finally be heard after 70 years.
Thank you. Another comment or question?
Let me put my hand up.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay, I read this with a lot of interest, and having read some of the things and seen that Paul Robeson got involved in, and listening to him, actually there are recordings of him, you sense the depth of this movement he tried to do. It was really deep. He had a lot of people around him. It was a very comprehensive movement, very well thought out. And they pushed it as far as they could, but they actually ran up against the entire State Department to stop it. Mm-hmm. Now, is this intended to be that sort of effort? And that's what it's going to take, because basically you're taking on the entire establishment. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying that the magnitude of this thing is big, and do we really know that this is what we're going to be confronted with?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Marcia, could you respond?
Did you want me to respond to that now?
Absolutely.
I just didn't know whether. Yeah, I think the point is that WPFW would play its part. I mean, there's so many other organizations, reparations organizations, civil rights organizations, that are also moving towards fulfilling the dream of Paul Robeson, William Patterson, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, in terms of bringing this case of Africans in the United States before the United Nations. I think we expand our constituency. We expand the number of organizations that we work with outside of just WPFW to form, you know, this kind of network to bring this issue to the public. But what WPFW can do uniquely is help educate the public on such a broad basis, because we're reaching millions of people every day, and most of these organizations don't have that capacity. We have that capacity at WPFW. And so I'm just asking for the LSB to play its part.
Okay.
Here's my problem with what you just said. Mm-hmm. Yes, in fact, we can play a part in this, and absolutely the educational aspects of it. But we have to tread a very careful line here, not to be overexposed. And we have to think about what are the repercussions? What could people actually do? And play this smart, just like the civil rights movement was done very expertly, and people moved the chess pieces around with the understanding, hey, here's where we could get hurt. This is how we ameliorate this. Our license could be challenged. Our organization could be challenged. All these things. And I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying it's got to be very, very well planned on how we go about this. Because once you bite the tail of the dragon, be prepared for the flame.
Sarah,
this is Jerry. May I comment?
Oh, quickly, please.
Okay.
We have hands up already.
I'm sorry. I'm on the phone, and I'm not able to put my hand up. We must go here. I appreciate the sentiment of what WPFW's mission is and what we must do, but we have to understand that we are in the context of our license is held by Pacifica. We are part of the Pacifica Foundation. And what you're doing is you're pinpointing a problem that we have in this country, which is Pacifica is supposed to be a very progressive, liberal organization. And we have a problem in this country with these organizations that profess to be progressive, profess to be understanding of where we are. And when we charge genocide, we are saying that Pacifica charging genocide. So we have to be very careful in the waters that we are about to tread. I agree that it is part of the mission of WPFW and we must go here, but understand how big that fight is. My comment, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Kathleen.
I'm sorry, thank you for the mute. I think that we must go forward with this kind of situation. I mean, in terms of the reference made about how the civil rights movement was led in the 60s, I mean, you can read a lot about this in terms of the relatively concerted nature of that movement to a certain extent. And a lot has happened since the 60s, and we see the reaction to that, which is basically more killing, imprisonment, and devastation in Black communities. So I think it's very important to take this stand going forward. I am certain that there will be conversations about how this is going to be implemented, and considering the concerns that have been raised. But, you know, now is not the time to hang back. And, I mean, we saw a Black man on his couch in his own apartment with a, you know, legally owned handgun shot to death with the police barging in. So these kinds of behaviors continue without, accountability or concern, not to mention how Black women are treated. So anyway, I am in favor of this and I am just not concerned about what might happen as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Eileen.
Yeah, I have to read what you said a little more carefully, but at the risk of everybody getting mad at me, have you considered that a better term or accusation would be crimes against humanity rather than genocide? Because genocide is the attempt to basically wipe a certain class of people off the face of the earth. And I'm not sure that's what this situation is. Definitely crimes against humanity. I just think we should reconsider the definition. I'm not a human rights lawyer, obviously, but I know a bunch of them because I used to work with a bunch of them. And I could probably, if you want me to, I could probably get some considered opinions from very progressive people. If anyone's interested in that.
Okay, Eileen, I hear your point. Marcia, unless you're going to accept that change of language, and I don't think you're about to do that, then there's no need to respond.
No, I was just going to correct her that genocide is the killing of the genes. It's not the killing of the class. It is the killing of the genes. And the genes that we're talking about are Black genes. So it is the appropriate word. But also, we could also talk about crimes against humanity, which I think is also appropriate. But yeah, okay. Just technically, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, Anita.
I was just going to say exactly what Elaine was saying. No, it is genocide. This is trying to wipe out our culture, our lives, us. So yeah, it is genocide in all sense of the word. That's all, I'm just saying.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments before we go to vote on the resolution?
Yes, Dennis, I'm sorry. I can't figure out, somebody's trying to instruct my technologically impaired.
Is that Adele?
How to raise my hand. Okay. So I apologize for that.
It's under the reactions box.
Okay. Well, I'll figure that out. Let me make a comment if that's okay. I just wanted to say, I think this is a very inspired effort, connecting it back to the Robeson effort and it shows how much time has elapsed, you know, putting that highlight on how much time has elapsed with this particular appeal to the United Nations. And I agree with Kathleen that I think that this is not a time to hang back. I do think there will be lots of quibbles about the technical definition of genocide. I don't know that we really need to, I mean, we're making I think the rhetorical framing is just as important as, is more important than any kind of technical definition. So I'm just weighing in on that side, and I applause to whosoever idea this was. It's really quite brilliant, I think.
Okay.